In Lebanon, there are new questions about the role of the Islamist militant group Hezbollah. This week, the group launched another unmanned surveillance plane over Israeli territory. But the assassination of Lebanon's former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and the withdrawal of Syrian troops has changed the political landscape in Lebanon. And as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut, that's led to calls for Hezbollah to concentrate on politics and not conflict with Israel.
The southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital are a stronghold of Hezbollah. It's a world apart from downtown Beirut with its trendy shops and outdoor cafes. On these crowded streets, there are posters of turban clerics and Iranian ayatollahs. Hezbollah was founded in 1982 in response to an Israeli invasion, the young fighters backed and trained by Iran. Over two decades, Hezbollah has also built a political base. It has opened health clinics and schools in predominantly Shiite Muslim neighborhoods. Now, with 13 members in parliament, it is a powerful force in Lebanon. This neighborhood was once among the poorest in the country. Now, Mohammed Al-Khansa, the elected mayor, says his district ranks third among the wealthiest in Lebanon.
To be fair, the southern suburbs have really developed. We have now a really large trade industry and even tourism.
But it is Hezbollah's armed wing that has recently stirred debate. The resistance movement is labeled a terrorist group by the United States. The United Nations Security Council has passed a resolution calling for its disarmament. Now, as the Lebanese political landscape changes, with the Syrian army on the way out, many Lebanese are also openly questioning Hezbollah's militant role. Mohammed Khansa, a Hezbollah politician, still believes the resistance has popular support, but he is willing to discuss it.
We are an essential and large part of the Lebanese people. However, everything in time can be discussed and can be debated.
In the past few weeks, Hezbollah's leadership has been making the rounds of Lebanon's anti-Syrian politicians, who are expected to win the next national elections. It's the beginning of a debate, says Jamil Maroui, publisher of the English-language newspaper, The Daily Star.
I believe that the Syrians now, having taken leave, so to speak, with relief, that we have a chance to directly talk to each other in this country and to come to an accord.
Maroui has been part of those talks. He says many Lebanese considered Hezbollah a legitimate resistance movement, but the Israeli army pulled out of South Lebanon 5 years ago. So why does Hezbollah still need its own weapons and armed men? In the name of Lebanese unity, it is time, he says, for the Party of God to become a purely political movement.
A very important thing that many people forget about Hezbollah, they chose the appellation. It's not God that gave it to them. They are in no way holier than thou. They are just a political party. Thank you.
A political party that could make big gains in the next elections. This $3.5 million girls' school opened a few years ago in the southern suburbs. These young women, all in Islamic headscarves, are studying mathematics and science. It is these projects that brings Hezbollah votes, says Renaud Lenders, an analyst with the International Crisis Group.
I think Hezbollah, if it would want to, would have an enormous victory. They have done very well in the local elections last year. You know, they might even be the biggest bloc in parliament.
So far, Hezbollah hasn't decided to field more candidates in a national election, and that's part of a larger debate inside Hezbollah's leadership about the movement's future.
Do they now judge, which I don't think they have yet, that basically the armed struggle is over, and in order to ensure their own political survival, they might as well go for a landslide victory in the parliament?
The unmanned surveillance plane sent over Israel's northern border this week and announced on Hezbollah's television news channel Al-Manar shows the movement is still considering its options. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.